Dutch Harbor is a busy place this time of year.
The flights are all full. The hotel is full. Vehicles, trucks for rent, companies that rent vehicles, they're all rented.
City Mayor Shirley Marquardt says the bustle isn't unusual. She compares it to the uptick in business the community last saw when the pollock fishery took off in the 1980s and 90s.
And you had the big at-sea processor fleet show up, these big boats participating in this massive fishery, and they're all coming into town and saying, we need everything.
But this year, much of that business can be attributed to oil giant Shell. Over the next 2 years, Dutch Harbor will serve as a logistics hub as the company carries out its exploratory drilling plans further north in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Spokeswoman Megan Baldino says 15 company personnel have been in Dutch Harbor for at least the last 2 weeks. Now that one of the company's drill rigs is moored in the bay just out front of town, Baldino says up to 35 people will arrive daily.
But important to remember, those are averages, and on any given day, the numbers could be a little bit lower or a little bit higher.
Flights to and from the island are limited, so the company is chartered with Anchorage-based air carrier Raven Alaska. Charlotte Seagreen is Raven's spokeswoman.
It's usually around one or two a day, probably for the next couple weeks.
Currently, only one commercial carrier provides regular service into Dutch Harbor. Seagreen says it's not yet clear if Raven will also consider regularly scheduled flights after its contract with Shell ends.
We don't have any immediate plans, you know, to make any, scheduled service changes. But, you know, we're always looking, I can say that.
With the influx of so many people, Shell has booked a block of rooms at the Grand Aleutian Hotel.
We are full.
Lori Smith is the general manager of hospitality for Unicy, the seafood processor that owns two hotels in town. She says the oil company has been careful to relinquish rooms it's not using to free up space in a community where temporary housing is extremely limited. Mayor Shirley Marquardt says her administration has worked closely with Shell on that issue.
We've been very upfront and very honest with Shell from day one of if people are going to live here full time, if you're not going to hire people who live here to do the work, build housing for them. Do not come into town and jack up prices and kick people out of their homes.
Marquardt says so far housing prices have remained stable. She says it's unclear how the job market might change.
I think it's too early to tell. When they were here the last time, they did hire a lot of local folks and train them for security and for kind of logistics and running around.
Megan Baldino says Shell hasn't yet made any direct local hires, but they have contracted with a number of local businesses.
So there are some areas where we bring in people who we've trained to certain competency requirements. There's just really specific training. But in the future, there are plans to train and utilize local staffing.
The city doesn't have a system to attribute tax revenue directly to the oil company's presence, but city officials say they expect an uptick in revenue collected from both bed and fuel taxes this year. Reporting in Dutch Harbor, I'm Emily Schwing.